Hello, Philip.
Hello, Jeanette.
So I believe you've been you've accomplished a number of languages in your time. You've been
I don't know about accomplished. I'm still learning.
What languages are you learning or have you learned?
The language I feel most comfortable in, apart from English, is Greek, and after that, Spanish.
How have you gone about learning Greek then? Did you attend classes? Did you study at university?
Yes, I started Greek at the university, and I realised very soon on that they didn't know anything about teaching languages at the university.
Well, that's interesting.
Because what they tended to do was throw you in at the deep end, give you a translation exercise to do, give you set books to read, and that was it. They didn't really pay any attention to the spoken language, for example.
How did you respond to, say, a task where you were just given a text to read with no build-up, no practice or anything? How would you deal with that kind of task?
Well, you read it. I mean, you went ahead and read it.
Yes.
With the aid of a dictionary, and a lot of head scratching,
yes,
and you just read it. If you could get hold of these were literary texts, so if you could get hold of them in English translation, then you could discuss the texts in your next tutorial from having read the translation.
Did you get together with other students and try and work it out together? Or?
No, there weren't any other students. There's only one other student.
Oh, right.
We were a very small kind of select bunch, yes. So it is very much working on one's own.
And what did you have to do with these texts?
You had to be prepared to write essays on them and answer exam questions on them. Very, very traditional sort of university language course.
But then you must have made use of this Greek in recent years in sort of more social.
Yes, well, that was the early stage of learning. I mean, my learning certainly hadn't finished with that. But after 2 years, I decided that this was no way to learn a language, and decided to take a year out in Greece and to go and learn how to speak the language, because I was in this ridiculous situation that I could read practically anything quite fluently, but if somebody said good morning to me, I would wonder which language they had spoken and what it meant.
Right.
My ear just wasn't attuned.
Did you have any particular techniques for relating what you heard to what you knew from the written language?
My language learning has always relied on a sort of strong visual component, and I remember one stage, if I was listening to the language, somebody was speaking to me, or I was listening to the radio, then I would always see the words running along just above the eyebrows as a kind of set of subtitles.
Yes.
And this is quite important, because as with English, the written and spoken forms can have quite a complex relationship to each other.
Yes.
And so there are many cases where a certain spoken word could be written in four different ways and have four different meanings or something like that. And I tended to see this visually even as it was being spoken.
And that's what helped you learn it?
That's what helped me learn it. And the extreme of that was at one point I was learning Farsi from the beginning, which uses an Arabic script. And this was one-to-one, unfortunately, for the teacher. I remember insisting with the teacher that if I did not write it down, I would not remember it from 1 week's class to the next.
How did the teacher react to that?
Well, she had been trained to believe in the virtues of a certain way of doing it, it was difficult for her.
Yeah.
It was very easy to prove that I couldn't remember anything from 1 week to the next if it wasn't written down. And I insisted also on writing it down in Persian script.
Yes.
Because for me, that went with, that was part of what the word is.
Yeah. Did you have any other techniques for keeping that word in your memory, apart from writing it down? Did you pick up lists of vocabulary and just memorise them, or did you...
Up to a point. I've never been very good Well, in school I could do it. It's a trick you learn for exams. But
yeah.
Apart from that, I've never got very far with just learning vocabulary for the sake of it.
Yes.
Because it, in a way, it doesn't make sense. If I've got no use for it,
yes.
I don't want to give it house room in my brain,
yeah,
as
yeah.
it were. And this was very apparent when Tim and I took Chinese classes here in Brass House. My motive in going along to learn Chinese was to see if it was learnable by me,
right.
in principle. And I had no direct use for the vocabulary at all. And I had to sort of sit down and relearn it and sit in the class with a crib on my knees.
Oh yes.
But I didn't want, you see, if it's a class, you don't want to hold up the class.
Mm.
I suppose it's only cheating if there is some system
yes.
which says you can't do this,
an
exam or something
yes.
like that. I wouldn't have done it in an exam.
Yeah.
But doing it in the class, yes, the teacher thought I was reading the Chinese characters off and I was reading my Romanized version on my knee.
Were you interested there in more in the structure of the language and how it works
yes.
grammatically
yeah.
rather
yeah.
than memorizing
yeah.
it
a bit? Yeah. Mm. Because I find it relatively easy to get a grasp of the structure of the language, if you like, grammatically, syntactically,
yeah.
how you go about saying things in that language.
Yes.
Then what you say, there's a myriad of things yeah. that you could say, you know. And if I have a particular purpose, like I'm going to the country or I'm you know, studying some aspect of the culture of speakers of the language or something, then fine, yes, I will learn the vocabulary, or it will learn itself in a sense.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't always seem an effort. Yeah, but if I have to do 100 Chinese nouns. By the end of next week or something, I would fail absolutely.
Yes, quite understandable.
Yeah.
It's interesting that you said that you did Chinese because you wanted to know if you could learn the language. So
yeah.
you have, when you learn a new language, you have quite a good idea, a fixed idea in your head of why you want to do it.
Mm.
I was wondering if you have also have a fixed idea of how you're going to go about doing it, whether that varies according to the language or...
Well, you look around and see what facilities are available to
yeah.
start with. And I was learning Chinese in Birmingham,
yeah.
as a resident of Birmingham, and so there are limited ways in which you can go about doing this.
Yes. yeah.
You can't immerse yourself in a totally Chinese environment, yeah. for example.
Mm.
And so the classes at Brass House were going to be ideal from this point of view, because I had a sense that they would be you make progress, somebody's organised a syllabus for you. It's not going to be too demanding,
mm-hmm.
or the inertia of the class will slow it all down anyway.
Yes.
or the difficulties yeah. the class has, will force the teacher into slowing down.
Yeah.
And so on. And when I started Spanish, it was about a month or so before I knew I was going out to Latin America.
Yes.
And so I only did about 10 hours in this country before going out there. So there it was a question, it was a matter of being able to immerse oneself
yes.
in the language. I did classes before I went,
mm.
but once I'd gone there, I had nothing to do with any formal language teaching
right.
of Spanish. I just sort of sat around and bought a newspaper every morning and listened to the radio. We watched soaps on television because they're
yeah.
very good for learning the language. You know,
yes.
A lot of stock situations, repetition, lots of emotional expression, and so on. And talking to people, gradually increasing the range of things you can talk about. I stayed with a Colombian family for 4 months before my family came out.
So
this was very good. And I can remember quite clearly the first sustained conversation we had in Spanish, where I kind of plunged into the deep end and didn't know how I was going to get out of it, was on how to cook lentils.
Right. And did you learn how to cook lentils, or were you teaching?
Well, I sort of had ideas about how to cook them already.
Yes.
How you go from one country to another, and the local cuisine may use the same ingredients, but
yeah,
probably either ways. Does different things with them, or, mm-hmm. or you know, soaks them for 6 hours instead of 4 hours, yes. or whatever it is. And so there's all sorts of little points of comparison.
Yes,
that you can make, and you're learning something useful because you're eating these things in the country,
yes.
and it's quite handy to know how people go about preparing them.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Very interesting discussion.